Today we're going to focus on the relationship between the beginning of the pasuk Losis Nasachicha Bilvavecha and what comes after with Tochiach Tochiach Esabisecha. The relationship between the lav of hating a fellow Jew and the mitzvah of Tochiach Tochiach. Now we already introduced last year a very interesting dimension to Tochiach Tochiach, which is not what we usually think about when we think of the mitzvah of Tochacha. We saw this in many of the Mefarshim and Chumash. We saw this in the Rambam, both in Sefer HaMitzvahs and also in the Yad HaChazak and Hilchos Deis. That what the Torah is saying is that if a person feels that someone else has wronged him and there was something that person did to you that makes you feel very hostile toward the person, either he did it to you or other Rishonim say you heard that the person did something that makes you very upset. So the way the Torah is telling you to react is not to keep the feelings inside, pent up, and therefore be hating the person. Rather, hochiach tochiach es amisecha. And what that means is, as the Rishonim explain it, that you make your case to the person. This is not the tochacha that we're usually familiar with, which is a sense of trying to better the person's behavior, try to be machzer him lemutav, so to speak, the idea of trying to see to it that he observes the mitzvahs. This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about you are coming to the person and making your case, debating him. Why did you do that? What do you think you were doing? And the idea is that he will respond in one way or another. The way that he'll respond hopefully will be one that everything will be good, be a happy ending. Either the Rishonim say, either the person will explain why he acted that way, he'll defend himself, he'll say he didn't really know, he didn't intend it to hurt you, and so you'll accept the explanation, and that's a good outcome. That's what we find, for example, in the story of Avram and Avimelech in Parshas Vayera, when Avram says, "Va'hochiach Avram es Avimelech al dos te'er amayim asher gazlu avdei Avimelech." So the meaning of that pasuk is not the tochacha that we think about when we think of hochiach tochiach. It's this idea that Avram is making his case to Avimelech. Why did you steal the water? And Avimelech's response was lo yadati miyaseh sadav hazeh. I didn't know about it. So he made an excuse. He defended himself. Good. So that was one way that it could be resolved. The other way it could be resolved is a person recognizes he was at fault, and he owns up to his guilt, and he apologizes, and you forgive him. Another happy outcome. Either way, it's a different idea of hochiach tochiach. And clearly there's a link between the beginning of the pasuk, v'losisna, and what it says afterwards, hochiach tochiach. The whole one is building off of the other. The Torah is saying, don't follow the root of losisna, rather, hochiach tochiach es amisacha. And based on that, the Mefarshim Chumash emphasize that when it says at the end of the pasuk "Vosisa lavchet," it's really strengthening the same idea. In other words, don't hold on to the sinna in a sense, and that's "Vosisa lavchet." This is the pshat of the Rishonim. This is also the way the Rambam put it in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs seems to emphasize not so much the happy outcome, as much as the idea that you will get out the sinner from you. Either way, clearly there's a link between the beginning of the pasuk of Losisna and Ochech Tochiach. We also noticed from the Reim that to the extent that one goes through this process of debating, making the case, why did you do this? So let's say the person owns up to his mistake but doesn't want to apologize. So clearly he's wrong, and you heard him say that he's wrong, and you made your case to him, then no longer are you bound by the lav of losisna. In other words, this is a matir. The ochiach tochiach is a matir in the losisna. What we weren't so sure about, we left it as an open question. What if, for example, the person does defend himself, but you don't like his explanation, which is too often the case, right? So it's a stalemate. The debate ends with nobody clearly as the winner. So then where does that leave you vis-a-vis the lav of losisna? And what about, for example, if the person does say, I'm sorry, but you don't want to forgive him, but you did go to Ochech Tochiach, does that free you from the lav of losisna? So it's something which is hard to pin down and know for sure. Al kopanim, this is all within the pshat of ochiach dochiach that emerges from, as we saw, these various rishonim. We have to begin to focus on the same type of link between osis and ochiach dochiach in terms of the more classic understanding of ochiach dochiach. And to do that, we have to really analyze more carefully the parameters of the avera of losisna. That's what we're going to try to focus on today a little bit. Okay, there's a very fascinating line in the Gemara in Erechin. It's a brisa from Torah's Kohanim. We're just going to today focus on the first part of this brisa. It's the Gemara in Erechin. In your packets, you'll have this on page 23. The Gemara in Erechin is a tezayin on the base. Tanu Rabbanan. The pasuk says, "Lo sisna esachicha belvavecha, yachol lo yakenu, lo yisterenu, velo yikalulenu." So I would think that there's based on the lo sisna esachicha belvecha, that you're not allowed to physically beat the person, hit the person, different types of hitting, slapping, yakenu, yisterenu, or lo yikalulenu. That's included in Losis. Now, this is a demonstration of hatred. Talmud lomar bilvavecha. So the pasuk emphasizes bilvavecha, sina shebelev hakasuv medaber. The pasuk is referring to hatred in the heart. This is all we need to do right now, just this part of the braisa. So we have a braisa that's trying to highlight for us the nature of the Issa of Losisna. You would think that this would aser a person from hitting, beating a person, or cursing another person. Tama bilvavecha. Now, very simple question. So according to the Yachol, according to the Havamina here, what is meant? That you would violate Losisna if you beat the person. Meaning, and you felt hatred in your heart at the same time? Is that what it means? Or let's say even without that, just the fact that you're beating the person is an act that is demonstrates hostility. That's what the Havamina was. Now part of this is going to tie into what's the Talmud Lomar, Bilvavech. So according to the Chiddush of the Pasuk, Bilvavech. So now, if a person is going to beat up somebody else, and he hates the guy, so he beats him up. So does that mean he violates lo sisna sachicha bilvavecha? Because he actually feels the hatred? Or no, once the hatred gets expressed, no longer is he in violation of this avera. Is he violating other averas? By all means, I mean, I can imagine. Lo Yosef is an avera. To hit another Jew, if you were mekal another Jew, you also violate Lavin in the Torah, nasivam chalosor, and so on. But as far as the lav of, and maybe there's also nekima and tira involved. I mean, it could be out of averus that go into a person who hits another. But as far as losisna, that's the point here that it says bilvavech. So in other words, asking a very simple question: is losisna limited to sinna shebelev? Is that what the Bryce is coming to tell us? Or, in other words, if there's any expression of the sinna outwardly, if you express the hatred, even if, for example, you told the guy, "I hate your guts," no longer is it lo sisna. Or should we say no? It's clearly, bilvavecha is the avera, but that doesn't mean it has to dafka only if it's only belev, if it comes out, if it's visible, if it's not concealed, then it's not us. The point is that you would think, there's still a pshat here, that you would think that maybe pshat b'raisa would be that it's dafka if it gets expressed. Dafka, if you see the sinner, kamash malan bilvavecha, that's also us. That could be the pshat. Or the chiddush would be, like I said earlier, that the Chavamina would be, let's say you do an act of sinner that's not based on sinner belief. But the fact is, if anyone looks at this act, it can be classified as an act of sinner. So that's the chiddush, bilvavecha, that it has to start with the heart. But that doesn't mean to say that if it's in the heart, that it's also visible, that it's no aver. So this is the basic question. Does the Braisa come to tell us within the Avera of Losisna that once the sin is revealed and visible, there's no Avera? Or is not the is that not the Pshat at all? Clearly, if this, you need Sinner Shebelev, but it doesn't mean that it has to stay concealed for the Avera to be violated. This is a very important Machlokas Rishon. Very important Machlokas. And a lot of things are going to flow from this. So let's begin Lamasho from the Rambam. This Rambam is the Lav of Losisna and Sefer HaMitzvahs. Lo Sase Shin Beis. The Rambam is pretty clear that the Avera is limited to Sina that is not visible, that is not known, has not been expressed. The Lashon of Rambam, Mitzvah Shin Beis, He Shehizhiranu Misno Kitzasenu Kitzasenu. One of us, some of us should hate others of us. And he quotes the Lashon of the Torah's Kohanim, which is really the source of this Gemara. The Lashon Sifra, Lo Amarti Elasina Shehi Belev. Now it's interesting, the Rambam's quoting this Torah's Kohanim. The Lashon Torah's Kohanim is a little more meduyik, like the Rambam's position, than even the Gemara. I want to read another line of the Rambam, and you'll see what I mean. Omnam kishehera lo hasina v'hodiya shehu sono eino over al zeh alav. The Rambam is mefurish. Once you show your hostility and you inform the person that I'm your enemy, you're not violating this lav. Does that mean you're a good guy? Of course not. Avhu over al losikom v'lositar. You can find other things that he'll violate. But the over I say gamkin, what I say are you over everybody? Obviously, what I say, the Ram says that too. But the point of losisna is only when it's concealed. Now, why would that be? Interesting psychological point here. And the Ram says it at the end. When the sin is inside, it's a greater affair. So the Torah, when the Torah forbade losisna, the Torah dafka was talking about sinna that is covered, that you're not revealing. Once it's revealed, it's not as intense. You could still violate a lot of other things, but it's not losisna.
So it's mutter to have not an intense sinna?
Not saying it's not mutter. That's what the Rambam himself says. You violate losikam, lositor, you violate the ahavta. It's only a bad thing, certainly an avera. But the Torah, when the Torah asked losisna, the Torah was speaking about the greater evil, and that's the sinna shebelev, where it's not expressed.
What if you have a sinnership belief that's not so intense? Like, a person doesn't really get so, like...
Now you want to know what the measure of sinner is. That's a little more subtle. How do you define sinner? It's also not pashut, exactly. How do you define sinner, exactly? But once we define it, the point is, if you don't express it, then you're violating osisna.
Wouldn't this be better to have the hatred in your heart, because it's a lashing bo maisa?
First of all, dibur is not a maisa either. Usually, right? So expressing it could just be with divor. And bechlal, if the avera is the heart, so you could be, you can make a case that even when you do maisa, it's still not called avshim b'maisa. This is a whole other question. If the definition of the iser is the feeling, then it could be even if it comes out with a maisa, but the avera is still defined as not having an inaction. The whole pilpul about this. It's not always clear that this is true. The famous example is the Rambam by Chometz, the Lav Abal Yeroi, Abal Yimatzei, seems to be Ein Bo Maisa. The Rambam says, suppose you buy Chometz on Pesach, or you actually make something Chometz, you make a dough into Chometz on Pesach, there's a Maisa involved, you would get Malkus. Yes, so there's a lot of discussion about whether the when it's true that if the Lav is defined as Ein Bo Maisa, even a Maisa won't change it. But Ein Bo Maisa, your point is, it's a separate issue. I mean, we're not dealing with parameters of Ein Bo Maisa, Yesh Bo Maisa. Simply, what is the Avera of Losisna? But I want to notice something. The Rambam quoted the Lashon HaSifra. Now, in the Lashon of Ar Gemara, which is really the same Braisa, how does the Braisa state the fact? Talmud Lomar, Bilba Vecha, Sina shebelev hakasuv medaber. The pasuk is speaking about sinus shebelev. Now that lashon doesn't have to mean that there's no losisna once you express the sin. It's emphasizing that there is a losisna on the basis of sinus shebelev. Don't assume that it has to be dafka when it's expressed. One possibility. That's not so. It doesn't have to be expressed. Don't assume that if it is a maisa sinner, without sinner shivalev, you can violate losisna. If you hit a guy, even if you don't really hate the guy, there's also a violation of losisna because the maisa is a maisa that's classified as no, sinner shivalev, a custom medaber. But that, those words don't have to indicate that it has to be belev. Once it's out, it's no longer losisna. The Rambam noticed, quoted not the Lashon of the Gemara, the only Lashon of the Sifra. Now, if you go to the Lashon of the Sifra, this is also here in your packets. In the beginning, page 4 and 5, you have the Toras Kohanim. That's the Lashon the Rambam quotes. Losisna yachal lo yosekalelenu, losakenu, losisterenu, tamo bubavecha, lo amarti ki imbesinesh belev. Here, the Lashon of the Toras Kohanim is much more striking. Lo amarti. In other words, it's not an aveir of losisna, unless it's purely finished and believed. That's the Shita Saram. Okay, so we have the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. This is also apparently the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, although maybe not as explicit as in Sefer HaMitzvos, but let's look at the Lashon of the Rambam in the Yad, Perek Vav Halacha Hey of Hilchos Deis. You have this on page, 66 in your packets. Ko asone echad mi Yisrael, zok the Rambam, belibo, if you hate another Jew in your heart, ova belosase shnem osis achirim bevavecha. Ve'en loken alav zeh, this is what you brought up, ufishen bo maise, ve'lo hishira Torah ela al sina shebelev. Avo hamake es chavero v'amacharif es chavero apish eno rashoi. Even though, again, the Rambam acknowledges you're not allowed to do it. Don't make a mistake here. But eno over mishum losisna. So the Rambam is formulating what we just saw. Lo ishira Torah ela al sina shebelev. But hamake es chavero eno rashoi, but eno over mishum losisna. Now, if I just had the Rambam in Hilchos Deis and not the Rambam in the Yad, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, maybe I could say that the Rambam never meant that a person who's makes chavero, who beats his friend and also feels sinner, is not violating losisna. Maybe what the Rambam means when he ends by saying a makes chavero abishin v'ashoy in ovim shum losisna, he means when you makes chavero and you don't feel sinner. And that's the chiddush of the Braisa. That's apparently what's mashmash from the case of Mishnah. He says the lashon yevchena macharfo apish eno rashai. Says the case of Mishnah me'achash eno makeyu macharfo misin aso also eno ob mishnah losisna. It's mashma from the lashon of the Kesef Mishnah that if a person is going to curse another or beat up another guy, another Jew, out of sinna, he would violate losisna. The Rambam meant that you don't violate losisna because you're not doing it out of sinna. Yeah, and in the words of the Rambam here, okay, you can probably read the Rambam that way. But given that Ram says Mefurish and Sefer HaMitzvahs, that once the sin is revealed, there's no losisna. So it would seem clear that the Ram here would have also meant like that. That the Ram, when he says at the end, Makes Chavero Bishen Rashai, doesn't mean that you're doing it not out of sinna. Even if you do it out of sinna, ain't Omer Shem losisna because it's not sinna shebelev. So I don't sarachin on the Kesef Mishnah. I mean, again, the Ram here, you could maybe read that way. But no, now that we know the other Rambam, the Rambam's shita seems to be clear. That the Isser of Losisna is limited to sinner that's not expressed. This is the shita of Rambam. However, there are clearly many Rishonim that disagree. Let's focus for one on the Ramban in Chumash. This is it. On this very pasuk of Rosh Hashanah, take a look at the lesson of the Ramban. The Ramban is going to learn two psatim in the way the pasuk is structured. It's going to impact on Ochiach Tochiach as well. And from both pshatim, I think we can glean from the Ramban that the losisna sachicha bilvavecha is not dafka, that you violate it only if it's bilvavecha. But if once it's revealed, it's not a violation of losisna. Zok the Ramban chumish. Why does the pasuk say bilvavecha? Ba'avur shederech hasonim l'chasos eshin asam b'liba. This is the norm. People are enemies. They're politicians, right? They play games. They're not straight about how they feel. Kimosha Amar b'sfasav yinacher sone pasuk in Mishlei. That means that with his lips, the sone disguises himself. That on the outside, his words don't convey the sense of the hatred. And therefore, since this is the norm, that a sone keeps his hatred inside and doesn't show it, doesn't wear it on his sleeve, he's kerakasa behoven. Okay, so Rabosai. So from this Ramban, what do you immediately see? That the fact that the Torah is only answering if it's sinna that's concealed. If that were the case, the Ramban would have no problem. The answer is pashut. It says b'vavecha, because that's the yis. Once it's expressed, it's not the variable system. Ramban apparently took for granted that no question that the Aveira of Losisna is violated even if you express the sin. But the Torah emphasized Bilbecha because that's the way that usually society works. That people who hate each other, they don't show it. So the Torah emphasizes that speaking to that reality, to that social reality, a besvasav yinacherson. But the fact that a person takes the sinna makes it clear to the guy that he hates him. And does something to show it or expresses it that doesn't in any way take away his violation. Okay, that's one diuk in the Ramban. Now based on the Ramban here saying this, the Ramban goes on and works out the next part of the pasuk. Va'amar chiyach tochiyach es amisecha mitzvah acheres ulam do tochach es musar. So the Ramban at this point is learning that chiyach tochiyach is the mitzvah that you should try to guide someone and be a way of showing him how to act, but he doesn't directly connect it to Losisna. We'll see soon when we come back later on this year that you might actually have a much tighter connection between the two sides of the pasuk. The Ramban is going to say that in a second with the other pshat. But now the Ramban is learning Hochiach Tochiach in the sense of rebuke. And that's a separate mitzvah. One point is don't hate your fellow Jew in your heart, because that's usually the way people are. Another mitzvah is to be melame tochachas musa. Go down a couple of lines. Now the Ramban is going to offer another way to work out this pasuk. V'anachon be'enai. And now we get to the pshat that we already saw in how to work out this pasuk and the flow of the pasuk. Hanachon be'enai. What's hochiach tochiach? Not hochiach tochiach as in melamdo tochachas musa, which is what we always think about hochiach tochiach. Rather, kimo v'ochiach as Avram is Avimelech. Avram is telling Avimelech, why did you do that? Why did you do that? Why did you steal the water? He laid out his claim to Avimelech, made his case, made his grievance. How dare you? Why do you do that? V'yomer ha'kosuv, al tisna es achicha b'lvavecha ba'asosulcha shelo kirtzonecha. Somebody did something that did not please you. Don't hate him in your heart. Rather, avo tochichenu madua kacha asisa imbadi. Lay out your claim. Debate him. Why did you do that? V'lo sisa l'vcheit l'chaso sin aso b'libcha v'lo tagim lo. To cover up your sin and not to tell him and not to make your case to him. This is what your Torah wants you to do. Keep a hochichacho so yis natsalach. If once you do this, he could very well excuse himself and explain why he did what he did. Oh, Yashav Yisvado Cheto B'Tachapelo. Well, he'll own up to his offense, and you'll forgive him for it. So the Rabban is now working with their other Mahalach in Lochech Tochiach. But now here as well, what do you see from the Ramban? The Ramban says, don't hate him in your heart, but do what? Go all out and make your claim. Ask for an explanation. Short of that entire process of going to him and saying, Madua kacha sisa imadi, short of that, you're in violation of what? Of Lusisna. Wait a second. The second I tell him, I hate you, before I ask for an explanation, before I tell him why, shouldn't that already free you from the love of Lusisna? It's not Bilbavecha. I told him I hate him. And the Ramban, what do you see? Now, what does it take to free you from Lusisna? It takes the whole formal process of Hocheach Tochiach, as in Hocheach Abamasavi Melech, Madu Asisei Madi, you stake out why you're upset. You don't just tell him you hate him. You tell him what you're upset, why you hate him, and you wait to hear his explanation. That's what would be the recourse, rather than leave you with Losisna. When you do that, perhaps you're free of Losisna, if you still feel sinner. But you went through the Hocheach Tochiach, we said from the Reim also, once you go through the process, Hocheach Tochiach, then maybe you're free to feel sinner if the person doesn't in fact own up to what he did wrong. But let's imagine I just simply said, I hate you. But I didn't explain why. And the Rabbanit says, that's still the Losis, that's still here. So from both Pshatim, if the Ramban is working to the Pasuk, you can be medayik that the Losisna, according to the Ramban, is not limited to Sina that's not expressed. Sina could be expressed as well. As long as you feel it in your heart, you violate Losisna. Just the fact that you told him that you hate him doesn't take away your violation. Everyone hear the way you can see from the Ramban? So according to the Ramban, what's the Pshat in the Gemara in Erechim? Yachal lo yakenu tamloma b'sina shebelev akasim yidaber. So you have to say, like we said before, one of two possibilities. Either the havamina of lo yakenu is maybe that if a person doesn't, a maisa that is labeled an act of hostility, an act of hakah, an act of klala, even if, for example, you don't feel sinna, you just did it. So you would think that's also a violation. No, it has to be a feeling of sinna belay. But not that if there's belay, then it's also aide maisa, that you wouldn't violate. Of course you would, but chiddushes don't assume that hakah itself is a violation without a sinna shebelay. That could be what the Ramban is going to learn. The way the Keset Mishnah possibly assumed for the Rambam too, but we said that the Rambam doesn't work. Or the Pshat in the Gemara would be that you would think that it also has to be visible sinna. It has to be belay plus has to have has to be clear and visible to everybody. Kamashmala no, even if it stays inside, it's also a sinna. That's the norm after all. But certainly the fact that it gets expressed doesn't mitigate the love, doesn't take away the love. That's according to the Ramban. Now it's interesting that it comes out, and by the way, what I'm saying over now, if you want to see it laid out very, very nicely, if you look in the Stipler, the Kilas Yaakov wrote a sefer on Chumash called Birchas Peretz. If you look in Parshas Kedoshim, Birchas Peretz, he works out what we just did right now, the Rambam and the Ramban, and the two ways to understand the love was Yisachicha Bilbavecha. And he points out something else also. Comes out, according to the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvos, on Hocheach Tochiach, we saw that the Rambam himself emphasizes that within this Hocheach Tochiach is also the idea that the Ramban says in the second Pshat, that if you feel that someone aggrieved you, so you should come to the person and make a case, right? And in other words, and tell the guy, why did you act that way? But the truth is, it comes out, it's not that until you make your case, you're in violation of the will of Sisna. It comes out, there's really a gap here. In a certain way, once you tell the guy that you hate him, even without explaining why you hate him and ask for an explanation, you are already no longer under the Sisna. But the Torah says, go further, Hocheach Tochiach. So it comes out, it's not a direct heter on a losisna with the Hocheach Tochiach. It's more like there's a point in between. There's still something wrong, If you feel sin of belave and you also express that you hate the guy, there's still something wrong. You need to go further. We'll see salaf chait. But as far as the technical violation of osisna, once you already open your mouth and express the sinna, you're no longer in that category. But you still have to go further with Hochecht. The point of Ramban, it remains under Losisna until you go through the Hochecht Hochecht. According to the Rambam, it comes out as a sort of a in-between phase. The Lashon and the Ramban of the Rambam is interesting. When he mentions this Pshat and Hochecht Hochecht, the Lashon of the Ramban was, the Rambam was, it's Daveinu Lochicho B'maymar Ad Shelo Yishove Darveh B'nefesh. That what is the mitzvah of Hochecht Hochecht? Again, v'nichnas b'tzivu yazeh, this is the Rambam in mitzvah Reish Hei. V'nichnas b'tzivu yazeh she na'ashim k'tzaseinu l'k'tzaseinu. What's na'ashim? To make guilty, to criticize. K'she yechta ish mimenu l'ish. This is the other Hochecht Hochecht. When somebody does something to the other one, v'lo nitor lo v'nachshav lo avon, avon it's that, not to just simply hold it in against him, then Avonstavenu Hochicho Bema'amar, the words, Ad Shelo Yishor Dover Benefesh, to the point that nothing is left inside. So again, how do you read the passage? Don't keep the sin in your heart, rather express it out. Bring it all out, so nothing is left inside. Yeah, but there's an interesting difference here, because according to the Rambam, it will come out that even if you didn't get to the point that lo yishar davar benefesh, but once something is already out, it's not losisna. But it's davenu lo chicho v'maymar. You know, it has to still. The Torah still wants it completely out. In any event, we have therefore two shitas. And there are more Rishonim on each side of this issue. The Chinuch, for example, also goes with the Rambam. If you look at the Chinuch on Losisna, this would be Mitzvah Reish Lamed Ches. This is on page 39 in your packets. The Chinuch basically follows the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs. As you can see here, Kishiyaru lo sin of Yadua Shu Sono in over al Zahalav. And he continues, Umikom Makam Sina Salevi Kasha Mikoa Sina Haguya Va'alea Tazia Tor Biyose. That's where the Torah is much more concerned. That's the Chinuch. And then on the other side, you have many that will clearly say, like the Ramban, that the Shita, that the Sina Shabalev is still a violation, even if you express it. Let's get to Rashi. Yeah.
I'm trying to define what sin is, right? Or not here.
We haven't. And I don't know that we will today. That's a separate discussion.
Because the Pasuk, the Brisa, and the way the Rambam sees this mitzvah, is the emphasis of the word in that Pasuk of Bilbavecho.
That's right. Based on the Torah's Kohanim. Yeah.
There is other psukim in the Torah that have an iser on whatever sinna is. I don't know what sinna is, but
Yom Nikim and Atira.
There is
an overlap, obviously, there.
No, it's not Yom Nikim. I'm making it up. No?
See, Nikim and Atira clearly have some kind of an overlap.
So there is no other iser of in the
Torah,
other than the
Bilbavecho. That's right. According to the Ram, according to the Chinuch, that's the worst. That's what the Torah asks. That's the greatest evil. It's Bilbavecho. According to the Ramban, Dibar Kasa Behove. Of course it has to have Bilbavecho. But the fact that it came out doesn't make it less of a nisa. The same reason.
Being a chad b'lev be a chad b'peh, does that apply here at all? Just that if you hate someone, it's not going to help anymore.
from that perspective, there's a maila to the fact that you can express it. You're not. You're right. There is a chesaron in midos in being achas avachas b'leiv. By the svatim, it says v'lo yachu davro l'shalom. That's what they felt inside. They expressed. So according to the Rambam, that already frees a person from the lusisna. According to the other Rishonim, it doesn't do that, but it certainly has that maila to it that you're not achas pepachas b'leiv. Yeah, what do you think? There's halachas of sone, many halachas of gabe, galus. Yeah.
One of the, I think, parameters is 2 days.
3 days, it says. So machlokas tanayim, how many days?
Even if they weren't even like, even if they weren't at all the fact they're able to say something shows that they aren't as.
So the sin isn't as great, also. Right. Look, even in the Rambam, you see that idea too, because the Rambam emphasizes the mitzvah itself, v'chech tochiach, means the Torah is saying, don't be like Avshalom and how he reacted to Amnon, that he couldn't speak anything to him. That's obviously a terrible thing. The fact that he felt everything inside, that's what led to all the terrible aftermath of that story, when he had Amnon killed. I mean, he couldn't speak anything to him. Had he come to him and said, why did you do that, and so on. Who knows what could have good things could have come from it too? Who knows? Maybe Amnon would have asked for mechilach veis, whatever. But the fact that it was no discussion, so this is what Torah says, go out and speak it through, make your case. But one thing we're noticing, though, according to the Rambam, even short of that, short of making your case, you could already be off the hook on losis. That's what we see in the Rambam. That's what the Stagel point settles. Now I want to go back to the Gemara in Erechin and look at a Rashi. Very telling Rashi. And that same Gemara. Lashna Rashi says in the Braisa, Yachol. Osisna sachicha bubavecha, Yachol lo yakenu, lo yisterenu, lo yikalulenu. Tamalama bubavecha. So like this we say, this is a braisa speaking about the parameters of losisna. So I would think that this is a violation of losisna, kamash malon, that's bufavech. Zot Rashi. What's the case of this havamina that we're talking about? Yachol lo yakenu, 3 words. Al dvar tochacha. We're talking about a case of a mochiach. A person who's coming to do the mitzvah mochiach tochiach. And I would have a mina that if this mochiach is engaging in beating the guy as part of his mochiach tochiach, beating the guy physically, or cursing, I would think that's no good. That's a problem of losisna. Talmud Lomar, Bilvavech. What's going on in Rashi? What's Rashi doing here? What's the implications of this Rashi? This discussion in this Rice is discussing a case of Tochach. What does Rashi need this for? Why does Rashi bring this in? What's wrong with the Rice like we had it? Well, one could think of a couple of things. Maybe Rashi needed to bring the case of Tochach in because Lacho Yakenu, we all know it's Asur to be hitting another Jew. Lo Yosef. Lo Yikalulenu. These are clear-cut Yisurim. How could it be Lacho Yakenu? Yeah, so one could always say, well, the point of the Brice is, yeah, but as far as Losisna is concerned, you'd think that there'd be a violation of Losisna. That's what's smashed from the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah. That must be how he interpreted this Brice. Because of course you violate other things. But meanwhile, it's not Losisna. Maybe Rashi didn't want to learn that way. Rashi felt that we must be talking about a case where it's not necessarily a violation by the Reveres. Now, Lo Yakenu, so it says, for example, in the Rambam in Chovo Mazik Perakei, that it's only Derech Nitzayon, the sense of like... lording over the person. You know, not everything qualifies for that. So maybe it's a tochacha type of hakar that's not going to be lo yosef. You have to know about kalel. The Rashi needs to find a case where it's not necessarily going to go under the law of other averis. But there must be more to this Rashi. Rashi is running up this braisa that we're not just discussing lo sisna, we're discussing the link between lo sisna and ochech tochiach, which is after all the same pasuk. Pasuk starts with lo sisna and goes on to ochech tochiach. And this very braisa goes on to discuss more about tochacha. Right after this, in this mitzvah, and maybe we'll do starting tomorrow, the hemshach of the braisa, more details, we get in tochacha. So the braisa starts with lo sisna, and then goes on to tochacha. But what's the beginning of the braisa? Lo sisna, and then we're discussing. So finished. That's lo sisna. Now you should quote ochech tochiach as a new point. No, the answer is we're always discussing ochech tochiach. The beginning of the braisa is discussing go yakenu as part of ochech tochiach. So what ends up according to Rashi, before even cheshbening out all the ins and outs, what ends up from this braisa? That according to the Talmud Lomar, what are we left with? That it's permitted to do what? It's not a violation of lo sisna. It's permitted to beat another Jew, curse another Jew, as part of mitzvah tochacha. Now, nobody quote this, although it's being recorded, right? No one draw any conclusions, right? Disclaimer right now. We have to hear, you know, the next 2 weeks of shiurim before you draw any conclusions, and even that, you know, okay? I'm just reading a Rashi right now, right? We're just learning a Rashi, nothing more. Okay, the implications of this is that a person, as part of tochacha, would be permitted to hit the person that he's being mochiach. We're talking about the tochacha now in the normal sense that we think of tochacha. A person is doing an aveira. You witness it. You mochiach the person. Al yidei haka. Through physical beating, or through a klalah, and you would think that lo yakenu al dvar tochacha, kamash malano bil vavecha, sina shebelev hakasa medaber, and therefore hakah al yidei tochacha al yidei hakah tochacha through this is not going to come under the rule of sisna v'sinah shebelev, and therefore the result is one can engage in hakah and kala ayde tochacha. That's what comes out from Rashi, right? Everyone's masking. What's going on here? What's going on? So we'll begin to put Rashi together. I think here that really, what I'm saying now is not the stipler, but I think this is very meduyik in the Rashi based on other makoros, as we'll see. What is the relationship between the two parts of the pasuk, part one and part two? Lo sisna sechicha bevecha ochech tochiach samisach. Now we're wearing the hat of ochech tochiach as what we always thought. You see a Jew doing an aveira, you should give him feedback, constructive criticism to try to change his behavior, to bring him to the right derech. Right? That's the hochech tochiach that we're thinking about. How does that play off of the beginning of the pasuk, lo sisna? Now, when the Ramban spoke out his pshat, the first pshat in the Ramban was hochech tochiach is lam do tochachas musa. The Ramban basically says there isn't a direct connection. These are two distinct points. Number one, lo sisna sechicha bil vavecha, why bil vavecha? Because that's the norm, that's what people usually hate in their hearts. V'omar, hochech tochiach, zok the Ramban mitzvah cheres. L'lam de tochachas musar. No, there's no direct connection, you know, not this, rather that. Rather, it's a mitzvah cheres, two separate points. The Ramban himself preferred, v'hanachom be'enai, that hochech tochiach is like the other idea of tochacha, like by Avimelech, Avram and Avimelech, and then the pasuk works better, in the sense that lo sisna, rather hochech tochiach. But if the word hochech tochiach in the sense of rebuke, then it's a separate myth. However, it could be that we can understand that even if ochech tochiach means constructive criticism, the idea of tochacha that we always think about. But there is a direct connection between the first part of the pasuk and the second. And this is because we're going to understand the pasuk as referring to a situation that you see a Jew committing an avera. Now, what is the halacha? Are you allowed to hate a fellow Jew? It says in Torah, you can't. But then again, there's a whole mitzvah in the Torah that has to do with seeing your enemy who's struggling with his donkey, and you have a mitzvah of azov tazavimo, and it says in the pasuk, ki serach hamar sonacha, but the Torah says l'sisna. So how could it be a scenario of the Torah of sonacha? So the Gemara in Pesachim, Kuf Yud Gimel, Amid Beis, take a look here on page 13 in your packets, tries to figure out what's the case where the Torah is speaking about a person that you can hate. And the Torah gives you the mitzvah of Azov Tazov. After all, you're not allowed to hate. It's an interesting thing. The Gemara says, tries to figure out, Mishari, the first wide line here. It has to be, Gemara works out, it has to be a Jewish person, Pshita Sone Yisrael. The Bryce, Sone Sha'amu, Sone Yisrael. Feg de Gemara, Umisharya Lemisnie. Are you allowed to hate him? Velksiv will sisna sachicha bilvavach. So you can't hate, you're not allowed to hate him. So Gemara says, Ela di'ika sahadi da'avidi sura. The teretz is, we're talking about we have edim, that you know he violated an avera. And if you know that, then it will be permitted to hate him. Fascinating. There's suddenly a loophole in l'sisna. But the Gemara says, then kuyama nami misni sanile. Maishnaha. In other words, then it's everybody. It's not just sonacha. He's a soni. Everyone has the heter. Here it sounds like it's your, he's, you can hate him. Elolav ki hai gavna. The chazi be'iu dvar erva. You saw him do an aveira. Here it says dvar erva. Before it says the avidi surah. So, l'chayra, from the fact that Gemara says initially avidi surah, it would seem that when the Gemara says dvar erva, it's lav dafka, a particular type of aveira, any aveira. But you saw it. No one else saw it. If you saw a Jew do an aveira, that allows you to be sone him. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak says mitzvah l'sanosa, not just a mutter, but mitzvah. Look at Rashi. Haroa, second line in the Rashi, mutter l'sano, so haroa dvar aver b'chaver yechidi, abish ena rashoi lohoid, because go yokme erechad b'ish, and they won't be able to accept testimony to pass the Eidos or whatever it is because you're only one. But mutu l'sanoso. My nafgemina, if you saw him do an aveira, mutu l'sanoso. In the Rashbam, haro yechidi dvar erva b'chaver b'shein v'asher v'heidlo mutu l'sanoso shorehu yodeh b'vada shu rasha. If I know he's a rasha violating aveira, mutu l'sanoso. Now, Stamakasha, Rav Chaim Kanievsky asked this, a staple brings it from his son. According to Shitas Rambam, what's the big kasha of the Gemara? What's the case of Sonach? According to the Rambam, the case should be simple. You're not going to hate a fellow Jew, only Bilvavecha. So maybe the case is that's not Bilvavecha. You expressed it. So therefore, you're not violating Lusisna. So therefore, that's the case of Azov Tazov. What if they give me a case with a mitzvah, mutter l'sanoso, where you saw him do an avera? Just say that it's a case where there's no longer lo sisna bilvavecha. Yes, so he says, could be because there's still other issues. The Gemara is not going to be happy with such a territory. You can have lo sikam, lo sitor. So the Gemara means all that is part of the Gemara's kasha. It's still, the Torah's not going to talk about a case where you have a person that you know, that sonacha, that you're not allowed to hate. The Torah, obviously, not allowed to hate him for whatever reason. So you have to find a case, a construct for this mitzvah that there's no isser whatsoever. Not losikum, not losito, not losisna. The Gemara spells that losisna. Okay. So meanwhile we have the case of Azov Tazov. It's a case where you might have a heter to hate him because you saw him doing avera, and yet you have the mitzvah the Torah gives you is Azov Tazov. Even though there's a mitzvah sanoso, nevertheless, you cannot let the person, you know, struggle the way he is, and you have to step in and offer a helping hand. That's the gather of the Torah's mitzvah Azov Tazov. From this Gemara, one would be led to conclude that simply the fact that you see a person do an Avera, you know it. You know he's a Rasha, the Rashbam says. You don't have an Isser of Sina for that person. That simple. Is that really so? There clearly have to be other conditions that are met. We're not going to go through all of them. But I want to focus on one condition that seems to be essential here. In order to say that when you see a person, another Jew doing Aveira, there's a heter or a mitzvah with sanoso, it doesn't come under achicha duvavecha, could be it's not part of achicha, however you explain this idea that it's not a losisna. But there's another condition that you have to impose. And this emerges from the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Rotseach. This is the Rambam discussing the mitzvah here of Rabbi Tachas Maso. Dr. Rambam, the very last halacha, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Dalet. Hasone Shenemar Batorah Hu Miyisrael Lo Miumas Ha'olam. That's the case of Sonacha. The Heich Yeh Li Yisrael Sone Miyisrael. Amru chachamim, kigon shera'ahu levado, so avar avera, v'hisrabo, v'lo chazar. Harei ze mitzvah lesono, ad sheyaseh tshuva v'yachzav v'mivishon. That's where there's a mitzvah lesono, v'api shadayin lo asa tshuva. Nevertheless, in mitzvah nifah b'masao mitzvah lifrok v'liton imo v'lo yanechenu no telamos. That's the chiddush of Azov Tazov. The prequel to Ina, that despite the fact that the mitzvah is a no, so still the Torah gives you the mitzvah not to let him suffer. That's an incredible idea. That side by side, you have a mitzvah is a no, so and still the mitzvah that Torah gives you a prequel to Ina. But I want to notice the two extra words that Rambam adds: ra'ohu levadish ava avera v'hisrabo. Hisrabo v'lo chaza. The Rambam attaches here something critical. You seem to the Aveira, that itself does not give you the license for losisna, that you can violate losisna, that it's not losisna for you. It has to also be that you warn the person. Now the question is, what does that mean, warning the person? Where does Rambam get that from? Why does it have to be hisrabo? Why? So you'll tell me, no, why? Could be a shogig. There's no, he's not a rush automatically. You have to establish the facts. Could be there's more here. And it could be this is going to be ultimately the pshat and the rashi. The Pasuk says, "Losisna tzachicha bilvavecha, hochiach tochiach es amisach." So we understand what's the connection between part one and part two. According to the pshat that many mefarshim offer, hochiach tochiach is make your case to him. Then the pasuk is saying, "Don't feel hatred in your heart; rather, hochiach tochiach." If you do that, then you're free to hate him after that if he doesn't want to be makabel what you're saying. And you know, and he realizes you're right, he's wrong, but he doesn't apologize. What about if ochiach tochiach has to do with the mitzvah to offer rebuke? How does that relate to the first part of the pasuk? Could be the pshat is like this. That what I'm saying now, a number of achronim were in this way, and I think this is pshat and rashi. Let's say over the pshat. In other words, the Torah is, and Mishonim already is mashma that way, pshat in the pasuk. number of the Torah, the Torah, for example, you look over there, you see this idea. The Pasuk is discussing a case from the beginning of the Pasuk, not from Mochech to Chiyach and on, from the beginning of the Pasuk, where you see another Jew engaged in doing an Avera. Now, the Gemara seems to say that you see that, Mitzvah Sanos, Mutter, Mitzvah. But the Rambam adds the Hisrabo. Now, how do we understand the Hisrabo? Maybe the Hisrabo means goof for this, what, this pasuk. You have no right to hate him yet. When does the Losisna get lifted for you? Only upon what? When you engaged in Tochacha, when you offer Ocheach Tochiach. So then, if he doesn't accept, and you did the mitzvah, you exhausted the mitzvah with all its details, then the halacha is you can hate it. And the story, therefore, of Azov Tazov is talking not pre-tochacha, post-tochacha. The Rambam says hisrabo, but we'll explain the Rambam not so much hasra, that I verified he's amazing, not a shogeg, but the idea that when you mekayim tochacha, that's when you no longer have the aver v'lusisna, and yet there's a mitzvah prikotina. Everyone with me? And this would therefore be the pshat in Rashi. This would be the pshat in Rashi. Rashi says, Yachol lo yakenu. In other words, if you cannot give tochacha, if this is a violation of Osisna, then it doesn't work. That you can't. Then this won't work. You can't be makah the person as tochacha. The whole discussion here is within the case that I just described for you. A person doing an aveira, you have a Osisna a priori. You do tochacha, you don't have a Osisna post facto, if you did tochach. The shaila is, what about if you're doing if you're hitting the guy as part of your tochach? Is that a problem? Because after all, when you start hitting him, so you're violating Losisna. The catch 22. You can't do this. You're only allowed to be sonei after the fact that you do tochacha. You can't violate Losisna until you do tochacha. So we have to understand what's going on here. Does this qualify as tochacha and not Losisna? In which case you can go ahead with what you're doing right now as part of your tochacha. But if it violates Losisna, you can't. That's what the Rashi is coming to tell me. You would think that you can't offer tochacha in this way because it's that itself is a violation. When you begin to engage in tochacha al yidei hakah, that oops, you violate the system from the beginning. Kamash balono bilvavecha, that the lav of the system is only. Is when you have sin of a heart in your heart. When you're giving tochacha, idea ka, is that coming from sin of shebelev? I hope not. I should hope not. What's tochacha all about? Tochacha is about helping the person see the light. Sometimes it takes a tough love. Sometimes you have to be a little forceful. Okay? But it's for his own good. Right? I'm not saying it just facetiously, but that's what it should be. An act of tochacha is not compatible with sinah shebelev. It's not coming from sinah shebelev. It's tochacha. It's a maisa tochacha. So therefore, that's permitted. Memela, that's part of the ocheach tochiach. Once you do that, then the lusisna will be lifted. But you're not violating lusisna when you go about your tochacha alidei hakah. That's the pshat in the Rashi. If you look in the Masha, I think it seems clear in Masha learned pshat this way. I don't think he says it directly in Rashi. But take a look at the Masha. Lo yakenu. Says the Rashi, Isra kol kol chaver of the furish b'torah. We all know you can't be maka chaver. What yochel lo yakeno tamulomar that you could be maka. What's the pshat? El dehachu leyim tochacha kamar. V'hai kro lo sisna gavi tochacha ksiv. Ukach kamar lo yakeno lo yakaleno afil gavi tochacha. D'bechal lo sisna hu. So if it's bechal lo sisna, you can't do this as tochacha because you're vayin lo sisna. It's not a boyin ke'echad here. You can't wave the losisna with an act that's going to be a violation of losisna. So how could it be a good tochacha if you violate losisna? Kach kam locha yo yakenu. I feel gabi tochacha to bechal losisna hu. Become a tamor bil vavecha. Sina shabalev. The derech tochacha ain't a sina belev. K'mashikot zeh ochach ochacham v'yavecha. If it's there, anything that's derech tochacha is not a sinna shebelev. I would hope not. If it's derech tochacha, it's not sinna shebelev. So a hakal ukol as part of a ma'aseh tochacha is not a sinna shebelev. It's not sinna shebelev. Therefore, it's mutter. If it's mutter, then that's good for what Rashi is saying. That's the chiddush of chiach to chiach. That's part of tochacha. And the meila, that doesn't come to l'sisna. And once you do it, once you exhaust your mitzvah tochacha, that's when the losisna gets lifted. What I'm saying over Pshat and Rashi and this idea that the pasuk is talking about a case like this, this is something that, again, many Rishonim are mashman that way. The pasuk is talking about a case of a person who saw another person doing dvar avera. So you have the losisna and you have the chiyach tochiyach. But in terms of Pshat and Rashi, Maram Mubrin Tshuva Yud Gimel learns this way, and others as well, the Netziv in Parshas Vayeshev on the Sheiltis, Parshas Vayeshev seems to learn this way in Rashi. What would come out of Rabbo Seif, according to this, according to Rashi, on the question of if you're Megala the Sinner, if you're Avil Yasinah, are you violating Losisna? What would it seem from Rashi? Apparently there would be, you know, if you had Sinner Belay, but you also revealed it, on which side of that question would Rashi fall? We had the Rashi, Rambam and the Ramban. Where would Rashi fall? The Gemara has, if there would have been a losisna here, right? Even though clearly it was revealed, and the answer is it's not belayv. It has to be belayv as well. It has to start from belayv. But clearly for Rashi, the fact that it was expressed doesn't take away that there, right? It's just that the point is, you would think that the ma'isa tochacha itself is a ma'isa sinna. Kamash melo no bilvavecha. But for Rashi, it would seem that sinna shebelev that gets expressed is also a sinna. But the chiddush is if it's not bilvavecha, it's not an aver of l'sisna. Memela, this is part of tochacha, and therefore this is not a problem of l'sisna. Once you get to the next step, you go through tochacha, then you'll have to have the system. The Steibwe has a different mahalach for Rashi, but I think this is also a very nice idea. He struggles with this question. You know, it's manafshach. If you have a heter l'sanos already, what's the gemara's? The guy did an avera, you can be sonei him. So then what's the havam? What's the shayla? So anyway, it's no l'sisna, the Steibwe asks. So we're saying the opposite. Before the ochiach tochiach, there is a l'sisna. Only once you've mekayim ochiach tochiach that there'll be lo sisna. But if at the time you're about to mekayim it, you're violating lo sisna, it's a problem. That's a chiddush. It's not a violation of lo sisna. Meila, that's the meaning of the pasuk ochiach tochiach in whatever way. The only thing is, this opens up a real Pandora's box, I will say, not a pashut an issue at all. And that is, we're saying over the following: there's an iser of lo sisna. We saw Tushitas, whether that's Dafka Belev, once it gets expressed, there's no Avera, or even if it gets expressed, but if there's a Sinner Shebelev, even if it gets expressed, it's still a Sisna, right? There's a Mitzvah L'Chiach Tochiach, if you see a Jew doing that there. Now we're setting up Pshat in the Pasuk, that the second part of the Pasuk is picking up from the first, not two separate points like the Ramban says, but rather, the Pasuk is saying, you have no right to L'Sisna, prior to Hocheach Tochiach. But if you see Julian Avera and you did Hocheach Tochiach, then you have a right to hate him. This is the way it seems from the Rebbeim. The Rebbeim puts both pshatim together, but it sounds like once you do chiach tochiach, whichever pshat you'll say on a personal slight or the dvar aveira, then you have a heter to be sown in. Maybe even a mitzvah to be sown in for doing an aveira. But we built all this out of the lashon of Rambam in Hilchos Mitzvah. Did the Rambam say tochacha? What did the Rambam say allows you to be sown in the person, mitzvah or mitzvah son? What do you have to do? Ra'ahu levado avar aveira v'hisrabo. The Rambam doesn't say v'hochicha. Rambam says the history of it. So what about a person who you saw doing aveira and you warned him? Now he doesn't listen. Do I have a mitzvah? Listen also or not? Did I mekayim tochacha? Not necessarily. I was masa. That's tochacha. Tochacha has more than that. Tochacha, the halacha is, we'll see more the halacha tochacha as we go in the next couple of days. They're supposed to wait, a certain way it's supposed to do it. And may have repeatedly. So does the Rambam mean tochacha? The Rambam just means hasra. It's interesting. In the Lashon HaChinuch, take a look in Reish Lamed Ches, in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Ches, page 39, the last paragraph on the Isser of Sina. What does Achinuch write? Va'over alav v'kava sina b'libo le'echad mikol Yisrael haksherim. Over alav zeh. This is the rule. You violate the law if you kaveh sina b'libo. Doesn't tell what the shir is. Avo b'sinas habishoyim ein bo yisir. Elo mitzvah l'sano sam. Achar shenochiach osam achetam harbi fa'amim v'lo ratzu lachzav behen. Shenemar, and so on. So the mitzvah l'sanosam, says the Chinuch, is when? When is mitzvah l'sanosam? After what? Post tochach. And he emphasizes, after shenochiach osam alchetam harbei pa'amim. The Rambam says the lashon hisra, the Chinuch emphasizes after tochach. The problem is that the Chinuch might be sos himself. In mitzvah pei, which is the mitzvah of prikul te'ina, the Chinuch borrows the lashon of Rambam, the hisra book. So you could say the Chinuch relied on the Rambam on his lashon over here. I don't know what to tell you. But here it's mashma that the heter or the mitzvah, the sanosim, is only after tochach. If you look in Hagos Maimonios, in Hilchos Deis Perek, Perek Vav, he says that what about if you know that he won't be mekabel tochach? Aleph, os aleph, and it goes memonious. Dafka shuriyacha b'torah mitzvahs, abo adam rasha she'in mekabel tochach a mitzvah l'sanoso. What does he say? Mitzvah l'sanoso if ain't a mekabel tochach. What if he's mekabel tochach? Then you don't have mitzvah l'sanoso. Meaning, unless you give the tochach. And he's not mekabel. So there it sounds like the benchmark is tochach, not hasra. So if you look in different rishonim, you get a different mashmos. Sometimes it sounds like what's critical is hasra, to take away the isusina, that you can be Sone, the person after Hasra. Other times it sounds like it's Tochacha. And apparently this Machokes goes down as far as the Chametz Chaim versus the Chazon Ish. This question. The Chametz Chaim writes in Hilchos Lashon Har Kal Dalid, in Be'er Mayim Chaim Sukkot Yud Dalid, that if someone did an aveira that everyone knows is an aveira, and you saw it, mutar l'sanoso, even without hasra. And if it's an aveira that's not so famous, not everyone knows about, we're talking about mamakom aveiras. Mamakom aveira, everyone's more heter, so it's a different story. Then mutar l'sanoso only be hasra, because then I know it's mazed. So the Chafetz Chaim understands that the issue is Hasra, and the point is what you said before, that the Svar is, then you know he's amazing. And then you have the mitzvah of Mutar L'Sanosa. I, the Gemara Psachim, sounds like you can sone him just by seeing the Avera. He says it's a Dvar Erva that everyone knows it's an Avera. That Gemara means a case where it's Mifursemes. So for the Chafetz Chaim, what's critical is Hasra. So it's very interesting that in the Sefer of the Chafetz Chaim, Av As Chesed, the very end of the Sefer, when the Chafetz Chaim first published it, so it disappeared, and then when they republished it later, they kept it, at least in some of the editions. After the Chasimas of Sefer, of Av As Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim published something called Marganisa Tova. It's a list of Hanhagos, Tovos, Ukidoshos from a big tzaddik in the generation of the Chafetz Chaim, whose name was Rav Yonason Voliner. That's what they called him. It was a ksav yad that he found from the Talmud of this holy Jew, and it has a list of Hanhagos, Tovos, very beautiful, beautiful things to look at. Altogether, 44 things. Wonderful things to talk to read. He says, not to speak in the Talmud, not to speak in the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, Iskei HaOlam, not to speak in what you're learning, about other than interrupt. Ledabit Menachas and Mabrios, Yizar Menachas. Now it's interesting. He says, Yud Gimel, Lochiach B'misha Mekabo Tochacha, Sotik Mekabo. To give Tochacha. But then, further on, you know, it's Yud Zayin, L'shtadel b'tovas chavero v'lirdol v'achem ha'shalom. To always pursue peace. U'lizoher mirav d'lo sisna. V'af b'rosh ha'gomor yesh isur l'das maram l'lublin, that's Simon Yud Gimel that I mentioned, l'san oso kozman shelo l'chicho. Even a Rosh Gamor, you're not allowed to hate so long as you're not mochiachim. Even a Rosh Gamor, you cannot violate, you cannot hate him without tochacha. V'ein bedor hazeh mishudeh mochiach. This is based on the Gemara in Erechim further down that Amud. We don't have anyone today that can do tochacha properly. She'em amhalya l'mochiach hayim mekabah. If he would only have had the right messenger, he would have accepted the tochacha. The tivul haragarim lo. So therefore, he says, and therefore, he can't hate him, and he certainly can't curse him. Now, the Chazon Ish took this statement of Rabbi Yochanan Yonason Voliner l'halacha. And he said that given the fact that we cannot properly affect Tuchacha today, so many of the halachas that are connected, this part is good that we're putting on the tape, right? Because this is a redeeming factor in this whole matter. Again, it's not a simple issue. Even the Chazon Ish is not pashut, but he says that the idea of Sinas Rishayim and other halachas that are connected to that would not necessarily hold today, because in the absence of tochacha, you don't have the heter or the mitzvah l'sanosa. And if we don't have the ability to give tochacha, then you never get to the point that you can get the heter. And he builds it off of this statement of Yonason Voliner. Now, here comes that. According to the Chafetz Chaim, the point is hasra. As long as he knows it's an avera, there's no longer los isna if you saw him doing it. If you gave him the tochacha, if you told him and he heard, now he knows, amazing. If you don't have to tell him, if he knows anyway, everyone knows it's aser, then it's again already mitzvah l'sanosa. According to the Chazon Ish, the threshold for mitzvah l'sanosa is not hasra, but tochacha. And tochach, so now building on that, and again, there's a mashmos like that in the chinuch too. And the Ari showed him when he saw this question. But now he builds off of the statement in the Gemara that ain't bedor zeh mishavoy lochiach. Now you have to know what the Gemara meant by that. The Gemara meant that there's no mitzvah stachacha b'zman hazeh. Hard to imagine the Gemara was totally being mevatel the whole mitzvah stachacha. The Rishonim called mitzvah stachacha and the gedarim of stachacha. So I don't know. But building off of that, and again, Rav Yonasan Zoner said like this, so that there's no mitzvah stochacha, there's no mitzvah or heter lisanosa. But according to Chazon Ish, the point is not hasrav, the point is tochacha. But what we have seen today, Rabosa, again, it's important to see how ochiach tochiach is not in a vacuum. We have to talk about the halachas of tochacha, and yes, Hashem's dying tomorrow, the details of the mitzvah, the way it's done, and then a lot of details that emerge from it, and when yes and when not, and the link to the last part of the pasuk, which we haven't really touched on, with Tisalav Chait and Habanas Panim. But before all that, how does Hocheach Tuchiach link to the beginning of the pasuk? So there are two basic tracks. One track is Hocheach Tuchiach, as in Hocheach Avam Esav Yimelech, make your case, debate your point, state your grievance. The personal pegiah that he affected you, you come back and don't hold it in, but make your case. And that's the point. That's one pshat, codified in the Rambam in Halacha Vav. Don't be like Amnon and Avshalom and Amnon. State your case, don't hold it in. But now we have another track, the classic tochacha that we think about. And that also ties into Losisna. The way we're building now based on the Gemaras that we saw in Pesachim and Mishodim Chumash, and if you go into Karban Ha'eda on the first Kohanim, you can take a look, you see how he learns it up Pshat and Rashi, that the point is that the case of the Torah is setting up where you saw someone do an Aveira, and it's a Losisna, but there's a Ocheach Tochiach. If you do Ocheach Tochiach, then there's no Losisna. So don't hate him, rather Ocheach Tochiach. It's also an Ella, a rather. We're talking about the Dvar Aveira that he did, the Dvar Erva, Dvar Aveira. Normally you can hate him, but only post Tochacha. And the question is, when you're Mochiach, according to Rashi, you can even use force, but that's because it's not Sinisha Belev. And we built evidence, we spoke about this statement in the Gemara Erechin, what exactly is Aveira of Losisna? Is it Belev, Dafka, or is it even if it comes out? But either way, there's this link between Ochiach Tochiach and the beginning of the Pasuk of Losisna, and the only issue that ultimately has to be addressed, and it has tremendous ramifications, is what's matir, the Losisna, is it really Tochacha, or is it merely Hasra? The Lashna Rambam in the Ritzach is just Hasra. That could be something that's much short of Tochacha. He knows. If it's Nefursim, he also knows. The Chavetz Chaim apparently assumed that way. On the other hand, if it's if what's matir and what allows for the mitzvah, even Lasanoso, is Tochacha, it's a whole different world. And then, possibly, you can come to the conclusion that if you can't do Tochacha today, then maybe there's never a halacha of mitzvah l'sanos. This could be debated. Is that really so? Does Gemara really mean there's no mitzvah Tochacha today to that extent? But certainly the notion that the mitzvah, the heter, only is as a result of the Tochacha, that already you see in Rishonim too. The Rambam's lesson was Hasra. So now, Mir Hashem, the next challenge is to go through more of the details of the mitzvah itself, and that will Mr. Shem continue with the braisa that we saw in Torah's Kohanim, quoted in Erechin Tazayin and Mebeis. Good.